You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last Monday, New Zealand students had their first day of online school, and all around the world, most countries have moved education into the online world. To get a sense of how different bubbles and people of all ages are handling education in the lockdown, I spoke to 8-year-old Artemis Sloan from New Zealand, 10-year-old Clara Bayliss in England, Year 13 student in Auckland Harrison Cook, and a university professor and certified dad in England, Professor Daniel Bayliss, about how they're finding lockdown in education and their thoughts for the future. First, I spoke to Artemis. We began by talking about things she liked about the lockdown.
Becoming a pro at Roblox.
Oh, very nice. Is there anything else that you've liked about it?
Going on lots of bike rides.
Nice. And what are two things that you don't like about the lockdown?
Not seeing my friends and not having so many people around.
God, I miss my friends too. This might be a silly question, but what is different about school for you now?
Maybe that the weekends kind of feel longer and school's a bit harder online because it's hard to get onto.
What's something that you've found a bit difficult about doing school online?
Probably logging in and like trying to send my work to the teacher.
What is your favourite subject at school?
Probably writing.
Oh yeah, and so how does writing work now that you do it online instead of in the classroom?
I think it would probably be maybe a bit easier because you don't have to write.
Are you typing it?
Yep.
Is there a subject that you don't really like doing at school?
Maybe maths, because I'm not so good at it or telling the time.
And do you find that if it's a subject that you struggle with, is it hard to do at home because you don't have a teacher to support you?
Maybe easier because it's hard to work out the questions, so it's easier if you're at home, then you don't have to get rushed.
Is it different learning by yourself instead of with your friends?
Yeah, probably, because I don't have my friends to like talk to when I get a little break.
Is there anything you miss about going to school?
Maybe like playing with my friends and getting chased by people.
Are you looking forward to getting back to school?
Kind of, like to see my friends in person because I've been FaceTiming them. So quite excited, but not excited to see the really annoying people.
Big mood from Artemis there. I too am not excited to see the annoying people again. I then spoke to Clara Bayliss, a 10-year-old in England, in her last year of primary school. She also happens to be my sister, and I'm extremely proud of her. We started talking about what a normal school day is like for her.
So we'd come in at about like 9:15, and we might do like some English. Then we'd go out for our break time, and then we would do maths, then have lunch, and maybe do like PE and science in the afternoon. Our schedule has definitely changed. We definitely have a lot more freedom.
Do you find with the subjects that you are doing now, are they more challenging now that they've moved into an online environment?
Yeah, I think they are, because we do this thing called SATs, which is this test that you do when you get to year six to see how your school have taught you before you go to secondary school. And we've been doing another one of those because we might be missing them, and they're obviously quite hard.
Do you know what that's going to look like if you don't have like a schoolroom to go to sit this big test?
We'd normally like set up a timer, and then from then I guess we've just got to do it by ourselves because we don't get help in the test. I guess it works quite well being by yourself.
Is it hard to motivate yourself to do the subjects that you don't really want to do now that you're at home and you don't have your friends or your teacher around you?
Oh yeah, definitely, because like I guess if you don't do it, then you can kind of just be like, oh well, no one's gonna find out.
What do you do when you have a question for your teacher?
I guess I could email them because they did give out their email address. But normally I just go to my parents because like my mum's very good at English and my dad's good at math, so they can kind of answer my questions, which is really helpful.
Do you think it's harder for kids whose parents are maybe too busy to help them?
I definitely think it'd be harder because like We don't normally do like class calls or anything, so it'd have to be on email and it might take a while to get a response.
Were there many options given to you about if you don't have access to internet at home? Because in New Zealand that's quite an issue. A lot of houses don't have enough internet to be able to access all of the programs that we're using for online school. Was that something that was really talked about before you guys went into online school in England?
My teacher didn't really talk to us about it. I guess they probably just thought that everyone would have good internet.
So what has been the hardest thing about lockdown for you?
Probably just like being able to like, you know, motivate yourself to do your work instead of just like watching TV and stuff like that.
I totally understand that. Do you think there's anything positive that's going to come out of this lockdown, especially with your learning?
In like terms of learning, it definitely like make us like more independent.
So you're in your last year of primary school at the moment. Do you feel like you're going to be prepared enough when high school rolls around for you?
I do like think about that quite a lot, but when you think about it more, then you realize that like everyone will be at the certain level because they've all been in lockdown. So I guess I think we will probably be prepared.
Let's move from last year of primary school to the last year of high school. I next spoke to Harrison Cook, a Year 13 student at Western Springs College in Auckland. We first spoke about his impression of his first week of online school.
I was kind of nervous about it, to be honest. It just seemed really weird to change all this education into an online work from home sort of thing. I mean, I guess I didn't really have a lot of hope that it was going to work. But after the last couple of days, it's actually been going all right.
How did you prepare for the online shift at school before lockdown started?
So I think I just started with trying to add structure in my days, even before online schooling. I was sort of, I guess, ready for that routine.
And what's been the most challenging aspect for you so far?
I guess, like I said, the motivation, because it's working from home. It's going to be hard to stay on track a lot. And sometimes, from what I've heard, there have been some technical difficulties with class. Personally, I've been fine at the moment. And I guess for some, obviously, it's about the way of learning. For some people, it's much harder to learn off a device because, you know, technology can only do so much for your education. I personally find it easier when you're physically in class with the teacher. It just seems to sort of sink in more.
And especially in year 13, because you'll be doing your NCEA, right?
Yep.
How's
one of
that?
The most important years.
Yeah. How's that being run now, or that assessment?
I assume that it will go as normal. Obviously, some of the standards and internals might have to be delayed because of these events, and especially since we wouldn't be able to get the right preparation for them. At school, I take calculus, physics, chemistry, geography, and Chinese. So I think with those kind of subjects, they're not that affected by this.
Mm.
I can just, you know, email the teachers if you've got any questions. But what I'm quite concerned about, and it doesn't really affect me too much, but for students who take more like artsy subjects or more practical subjects, I'm just curious about how much it's affecting them, because a lot of that is based in the classroom. When we first started our subjects this year, our teachers, at least all of my teachers, gave us a very clear overview of our assessments, like what internals we're going to be doing and when we're going to do them, when we're going to prepare for them, what the exams will be and stuff. So I guess that sort of prepared us for the whole yearly timetable. Besides that, I'm kind of lost, I guess.
Are you worried that that might have an effect on post-school endeavours, like university or apprenticeships?
I am very worried about it, yeah. it hasn't given me a lot of faith in that sort of department. I believe it will play a hindrance on my marks for this year, and since this year is quite important because of after-school endeavours, I just got to just keep trying and push through this.
How do you think the education sector will change because of this pandemic?
For us to have a chance, I guess, for next year, like university and stuff, I think that something might need to change. I mean, I don't know how, like just something that would be able to compensate, I guess, for what we've had to go through.
Now, from nearly university student to university professor, Finally, I spoke to Dr. Daniel Bayliss, an exoplanet hunter and professor in astrophysics at the University of Warwick in England. He's also the father of Clara Bayliss in her last year of primary school and a boy in his second year of high school, James Bayliss. I first asked what stage of schooling he thinks was the best equipped to move into an online format.
I think probably for older children who are already doing quite a lot of work online, like homework tasks and assignments online, was probably the easiest age group. And then I think probably the hardest would have been, you know, for early education, where it's all about social interactions, and probably, you know, at the start of primary school, that would have been probably the hardest.
And are your kids able to do their work pretty independently, or is it set up by teachers to involve quite a lot of help from parents?
I think we're quite lucky. Our kids work quite independently, and the school is sending them, especially the high school, is sending them tasks that they can actually complete by themselves. And the primary school has tasks that have a little bit more parent involvement. I think on the whole, the schools and teachers did a fantastic job to cope with a situation that just a few months or weeks ago no one would have been expecting.
As a parent, does having your kids have to learn like this for the foreseeable future in this online environment worry you in any way?
The main concern, I think, is the social interaction. So school is about learning in an academic sense, but it's also learning in a social and emotional sense. And so the kids don't get as much of that as they would if they were physically going to school. I think in terms of their academic learning, we can actually cover off most things.
Do you think that learning from home will have any positive effects on their education?
Absolutely. We're much more involved in our children's learning than we were before. We know what level they are. We know where they're struggling and where they're doing well. I think they probably enjoy getting a lot more of our attention than they used to get. Hopefully when it's all over, we can retain some of those positive aspects as well. And also the children have already been using online activities and they're quite tech savvy already. And then, of course, it's been easier for the teachers as well, probably, to be able to communicate easily with the children and mark work and check their progress and everything. Mm. So I think we are quite lucky that we live in such a connected society.
What do you think some challenges are for parents having their kids at home all the time, outside of education as well?
Getting the balance right between their work and their child's education is obviously difficult, because even with kids that are working quite independently, they're still going to need help from time to time. So that's going to be interruptions during the work day. And so I think the main challenge is balancing all of that with everyone, you know, living under one roof. So that's certainly not easy, and it's something that we try and constantly struggle with to get right. So there's also some element of pressure in terms of becoming an educator. So you often feel like you have to be doing as well as other people you see and online. I think there's an element of pressure on parents to be amazing educators whilst also still trying to work and run a household and everything else they have to do. So I think it can be quite a lot of pressure on parents.
How has your bubble set up a schedule for work and school?
Me and my wife are full-time working. So what we end up doing is one of us will be responsible for children if they need to ask questions about their schoolwork that they're doing. And that allows the other person to work in an uninterrupted way. And we have half a day doing that, and then we switch over for the other half a day. We try to keep the children's education to the same type of hours that they would have had if they were physically going to school. We try to keep an organized schedule, but it can be difficult, especially because we're all trying to do it from home with lots of distractions.
Do you think the lockdown will have any effect on the mental health of children?
I think it's definitely something that we need to look out for. And I'm certainly not a mental health expert or anything, but I mean, from what I see from my own children, our children are quite happy at the moment and quite excited. Everything's new, and children are actually quite fast adapters. I think if the lockdown continues for a very long time, though, some of those elements of social interaction with their peers, they may well miss that. And of course, there's, you know, some children have specific needs and families and have specific circumstances which might make it hard during the lockdown.
So you are an exoplanet hunter, which is insanely cool, and a professor in astrophysics. As a professor and as a teacher, how do you think this lockdown will affect the education sector?
For my work, so first of all, there's a research aspect. We use telescopes to study distant stars and work out if there's planets going around them. And at the moment, almost all the telescopes are shut down. We're not getting new data from telescopes at the moment. So that's been the largest impact on research. The other aspect of my job, of course, is education. So I'm part of the Department of Physics, and we teach undergraduate and postgraduate physics to students. And in terms of education in the university sector, there's a huge impact for this. The students can't return to campus, so the university derives a lot of its income from students and from accommodation of students and all the services associated with that. We have a lot of overseas students as well. It's going to be a huge impact on the teaching aspect of the university and the finances of the universities. I think universities around England and probably around the world may be in serious financial difficulty because of this.
So we wanted to note there that some of the common factors between each of the interviewees seem to be creating structure to their day and social implications. And she wanted to note it'll be interesting to see how education develops globally and changes in the future due to the pandemic.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.